Let It Off, Bob Marley and the Wailers, Rebel Music. Great massive version of that. So that's from a set called The Complete Works of Bob Marley and the Wailers, and it was a really rare item, and I came across it once in one of those like Relix or one of these record magazines that sold, and I would always buy kind of odds and ends reggae. But the thing is before eBay, and where I go now is discogs.com to fill in my gaps. You had to actually write to the guy, hope he still had it in there. And of course, I missed out. So this was probably around 1990 or so. And then I was crate digging an Amoeba in San Francisco in 2001. And I knew exactly what it looked like, a big, beautiful kind of wine-colored box set with the Island albums. Great pressings, different sleeves, from Catch a Fire all the way through to Legend. So yeah, and it was really pretty cheap too. I was willing to pay about $250 for it, and I think I got it for $70 at Amoeba. So that's why you crate dig, for the bargains. And that is what the show used to be when I was first learning the ropes back in the day. Really hot summer. Middle of the night, graveyard shift, taxi drivers and insomniacs were my few but intrepid listeners.